Welcome to another journey podcast about aliens, humans, and history, and the mystery of being a human. Well, welcome. Thanks for listening. So the other day I talked about Shadows of the Invisible Sun video on YouTube by Tupacabra, something like that, about human consciousness. And oh man, it is just an insanely good video, beautiful, well done, and kind of makes you feel proud or good, or I don't know, it made me feel, answered some questions for me. Because, you know, you read about experiences and you hear about experiences people have regarding like DMT and religious experiences people have too, and just shows you, that video kind of delves into consciousness a lot, and how we are in one reality and how it kind of is overlaid by many realities. And I think that is true. I mean, you don't have to believe it, but I think it's true. I think there's more than what we, you know, there is more. There's a lot more going on out there than we even could imagine. I mean, we have no idea what's even above our heads. You know, we don't even know really what even the moon is. I mean, we know it's a body, and we know it cycles above Earth. We know maybe, pardon me, I almost sneezed. We know it controls like the waves on the ocean, or I'm sure it does, gravitational effects, pulls on the water, causing waves, and that's about it. Been there, you know, we've been there a few times, landed some people there, and since then all we do is look at it, and we watch it, stare at it, we think about it, but really we have no idea what that is. And to think, we're so arrogant to think that we know the nature of our existence. People are just sure, like atheists are just sure, they just need proof that otherwise there's nothing out there. And then there's the other end of the spectrum where there's more than there's a heaven out there that when you die you get all your dreams, everything you want, answers come true. And but most of us, we kind of fall in between, kind of in the agnostic group. Most people do, where they fall into want to believe, just don't know what to believe. And there are people who have experienced things, people who have had NDEs, near-death experiences, and those people come back with stories of being told, or messages of what to say, or ideas of what it is that's out there. And I think there's a lot of different things going on in the afterlife, but there is an afterlife. And I think I said this before, but for a while there, I was unsure about the afterlife. In fact, I was a little atheistic about it, where I just thought there was absolutely nothing. You died, and that was it. But now, kind of understand after seeing things like this Shadow of the Invisible Sun is one, but even before that, just seeing a lot of different things out there where people who have either had near-death experiences or have had death-type experiences or have had, I don't know, like DMT or ayahuasca experiences and talking to plants or the earth or nature, and yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't think any of us do. In fact, I know none of us do. We want it. We think we know, but we don't. But videos like this, like Shadows of the Invisible Sun, shed light on it. And that scientist or psychologist that's referenced in it, Ishtak, I'm bringing it up right now. He's Ishtak Bentov, scientist and inventor, it says, but his theory or his idea is that, you know, we just can't see it because we're not either ready or smart enough or have the right. We're experiencing something else right now, and so we really can't experience it because we're choosing to experience this life on earth. That's what we're experiencing now, and we want to experience it, and we've chosen to experience it, and so we're here, we're human, and that's why we're here, to experience this planet and to experience all the joys it has and maybe to experience all the pains it brings too. You know, there's a lot of suffering out there. In fact, there's probably more suffering than there is joy. And maybe some of it is because of society and how it works. And some of it is out of people's control. And some of it is just because, you know, just because it happened. And I think we're in a constant pursuit of answers. And that's why we're here. We have questions. We have lots of them, but not really any answers. But that's okay. You know, that's why we're here. And there's a lot of whys why we're here, but that is, you know, one of the reasons. I have a lot of questions and not a lot of answers, but I'm in constant search of answers. That's what I do. I sort of seek them out, and usually one of... not many ways. My ways are limited in where I find answers. One way is YouTube or Rumble or just video platforms. Another way is books. And I guess when I was younger, it was education. But now anymore, I don't really do classes. I have taken some classes, but not many. But yeah, most of it is just by other people, you know, seeking other people online and Twitter. Twitter is another one, but I don't really look for answers on Twitter. I just look for what people are talking about on Twitter and what they're doing. And also to find cool UFO videos and the lights, or historical videos, ancient history, or megalithic videos. God, I love megaliths. I love that giant stone just structures built by this ancient peoples that we have no idea who they are or where they come from, because there is no way in written recorded history where it shows how they did it. There's only one place where there's some hieroglyphs regarding, and it's not really regarding the building of pyramids, it's more of them moving, I think, a stone or something, and it shows just a bunch of people or a lot of slaves. The hieroglyphs actually differentiate slaves from other people, and animals, I think, are on it too, and there's a bunch of ropes and they're pulling something. I can't remember what the hieroglyph was. It's been a while since I've seen it, but there's one hieroglyph and it shows them with ropes and stuff pulling something. That's it. Otherwise, there's no explanation of how the pyramids were built, or Stonehenge, or anything. There's a guy, Edward Lead Scanlan. If you haven't heard of him, he built something called the Coral Castle in Florida. And I actually have something wrote out as far as an episode of this show goes, where I'm going to deep dive into that. There's been lots of deep dives into this guy and what he did. And little guy, very, you know, small man. But it doesn't matter. Even if he was a large man, it still doesn't matter. He built this giant castle in Florida out of stone or coral, and perfectly built, perfectly balanced. Nobody has any idea of how he did it, because he did it all on his own. No help, no assistance, just all on his own. It's just absolutely fascinating. So, and that's about the only modern person. He's not very modern either. I mean, this was a while ago that he built this castle. I mean, I don't know. He died in like 1990s or something, I think. I don't have the info in front of me. I just thought of this. But other than that, that's, and he didn't reveal his secrets. I mean, people have found different things and stuff left behind by him. And he kind of said the same thing Nikola Tesla did, where, you know, it's things based on like vibration and resonance, and kind of mysterious, but kind of not. As you know, or may know, if you look at the smallest molecule out there, it's vibrating very fastly. And if you hear like different noises or sounds, they trigger different emotions in you. You know, like a deep dog bark might trigger fear or anxiety in you, or like a opera singer triggers wonder, or a song or an artist or music you like would be something where, or something with a beat, you know, will make you bob your head. And that's how a lot of the universe works. And apparently I didn't know this, but all light is sound. It's sound moving, or I guess it's different chords, or not chords, but pitches moving at the speed of light. So it's sound at the speed of light creates different colors. That's my understanding of it. Now, that's just what I saw from a YouTuber the other day. I guess I should have looked more into it before I started talking about it. I don't know for sure. But yeah. So, the universe is sound. We are all sound. And vibration. And frequency. Everything has its own little resonance to it. Even now. I mean, I'm sound. And my physical body is sound or vibration or molecules moving, and we don't even understand how our bodies work because it's just a bunch of atoms that are all holding themselves together somehow. And there might be people who know, but I think it's a mystery though for the most part. But okay, so on to other things. So Elon Musk, he is one man, and I don't mean to change the subject like that, but I'm only gonna give myself a little bit 30 minutes tonight to talk, and I'm just gonna talk this whole time. No reports or anything. So on to the next subject, which is Elon Musk. One man who is kind of, he's standing up against the system. He's standing up for free speech, freedom of speech, what our forefathers intended for the world to be like. He is one man doing it. And they are pushing back. And who are they? Who are these people? Well, for one, they're people who are for censorship. And they turn around and make, or try to make this one man seem like he's something he's not. There is this idiot on MSNBC and who was calling Elon Musk a racist and referring to him as apartheid, and just because he's South African, which is totally bullshit and totally messed up to be doing that. That's total slander. And then there's, they're out there and they're trying to stop him. Even Twitter, even though him buying the company would make them money, which in at the end of the day is what the point of having a corporation or a company, a public company, is to make money. And by him purchasing it would increase the value of the company. Elon Musk has the Midas touch. He has great intuition, and anything he touches will, has always produced. And just his name alone, you know, would bring value, increased value. And yet, people at Twitter are pushing back against him. Why? Because they like to control. They like the narrative. They like to produce. They like people to know what they want people to know. And they don't want people to speak their minds and say what they want. And Twitter is, as Elon Musk said, the de facto town square where everybody has got a voice. And he wants people to have more freedom. And that's kind of why I think Jack Dorsey got pushed out, is because he wanted the same thing. Jack Dorsey was on Joe Rogan, and he said he would love to make Twitter, and Jack Dorsey is the creator of Twitter, and he was the president for a while and was pushed out, he was on Joe Rogan saying he wants either to create a new kind of free Twitter or kind of like a free-for-all type thing. The board kept trying and finally they got him out, Jack Dorsey, but now Elon's trying it too, and they're trying to push back, and then they're doing ridiculous things. I don't know, they call it the poison pill by something about if Elon Musk keeps buying shares of Twitter, it's going to somehow cost Elon Musk more to buy it. But in the end, it'll cost the stockholders who, or the shareholders, more by raising that price for Elon. I don't know how stocks are work, but that's kind of what I understand of it. And they call it the poison pill because in the long run, it hurts the company financially. People need to support Elon in this, at least I think, because I don't support censorship. I want free speech. I don't want to be censored, just like YouTube's the same way. They censor. And what I mean by that is within the bounds of the law. You know, as long as there's no terroristic threats or, things like that, then, you're good. And YouTube, what they do is they try to stop people from saying certain things. YouTube's a little different in that respect, though, but they do. They censor people as well, and they try to take down people they don't like as well. There is a much better, much more free app or video watching, whatever. It's called Rumble, and it's like YouTube. And if you have trouble signing up, I'll put it this way. If you have trouble, because I've seen people have trouble signing up before for Rumble, sign up on their website, use a computer, or use your browser on your website, on your phone. But don't sign up on the actual app on Rumble. But once you're signed up, you're good to go. You can post anything you want, say anything you want. Won't have fear of being shut down or demonetized or whatever it is. There's people who want to help the world. And then there's people who want to just create chaos, and then they turn around and kind of tell you that the people who are trying to do good are the ones who are doing bad. You know, it's the whole Jesus thing, or the whole, it's just, I don't know. We don't learn, and the people who have the control and the power, unfortunately, in today's world, control the world, with the exception of one man. Really, it's funny how history repeats itself. And I guess one day, hopefully the world finds a balance, and I think it will, because there's always, if you notice, everything always seems to balance itself out, one extreme to another. Regardless, there's a balance. Today, I don't know, I had this weird feeling. It's kind of strange, and I don't know what it is. It's kind of like the air changed, or something changed where just kind of felt it, and I don't know what it is, but, and it's hard for me to put into words. Even now I feel it, and it's just like something different. And I felt it for a while, but today I felt it even more. It's like there's something different in the air, some kind of feeling, something weird. I don't know what it is, but it's just different. Who knows what it is? I don't even know. So, if you have any questions, or if you have any comments or anything, or if you just have anything, go ahead and hit me up. UFO UAP sighting on Twitter. My website, www.ufo.fish. You can email me at UFO UAP sightings daily@gmail.com. All that information is in the description of the show. I really appreciate you listening, and I guess that's it for tonight. With love, as always. Thank you for joining me on my journey, and I'll be back soon. I got some medical stuff that I gotta take care of here, so might not be back real soon, but I hope to, so who knows. But either way, I'll be back. With love. All right, so just a quick announcement. My stepson, YBC Wax Gaming, he just made an announcement that he's going to be posting a new video on his YouTube channel every Friday. So once a week, he'll be posting a new gaming video. He is very entertaining, very funny. It's YBC, your boy Chance. So YBC Wax, WAX Gaming. And you can find his channel on YouTube. So please check him out if you're into gaming, and you'll, or if you're into funny. Either way, or both, you'll get a kick out of his channel.